Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
Do you have old computers, mobile phones, or other electronic devices you don't use anymore? Why not bring them to Ortega Electronics? We'll take your used electronics and recycle them for you. And when you donate your old devices to us, you'll receive a coupon for 15% off any purchase at any of our stores. For a list of all our locations, visit our website at www.ortegaelectronics.com.
Number 71. What service is being advertised? Number 72. How can listeners receive a discount? Number 73. What does the speaker say is available on a website? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Attention travelers, the 3 p.m. Bliss Airlines flight to Madrid has been cancelled. We regret the inconvenience this may cause you and ask that you please proceed to the information desk in front of Gate 3 to speak to an airline representative. Bliss Airlines will make every effort to book you on a different flight and get you on your way to your final destination. While you're waiting, a representative will come around and provide you with complimentary snacks and drinks. Again, we apologize for the cancellation and thank you for flying with Bliss Airlines.
Number 74. Where is the announcement being made? Number 75. What does the speaker ask listeners to do? Number 76. According to the speaker, what will be distributed? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, it's Susan. Are you available to meet tomorrow morning? We should get a start on hiring a manager for our new restaurant. You know, the grand opening is in 2 months. We have a lot of resumes to read through, so I'll email you the most promising ones now. And then, when we meet, we'll discuss which candidates you want to interview. Let me know if this works for you. Thanks.
Number 77. What is the purpose of the message? Number 78. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"The grand opening is in 2 months"?
Number 79. What most likely will the speaker do next? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Good morning, everybody. I hope your time here as interns at our art gallery has been a good experience for you so far. Today, I want you to help us publicize the upcoming photography exhibition. It's the latest collection of works by the artist Jetrin Sukta. So I'd like each of you to take 200 flyers with you today and distribute them around the area. In addition to handing them out to pedestrians, you'll be visiting hotels and other businesses that have agreed to display our flyers for us. Don't worry, I'll give you a map where I've circled the places I want you to go. Please be back at the gallery at 5 p.m. See you later.
Number 80. Where do the listeners work? Number 81. What will the listeners be doing today? Number 82. What has the speaker done for the listeners? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
As president of this agency, I'm proud to officially announce that we've been nominated for this year's Advertising Excellence Award. This is a tribute to the hard work of everybody in this room. But I specifically want to point out the work that Luisa Perez and her team did on the Norton's Baked Goods campaign. This campaign was so original that the bakery's revenue increased by 20%. I'd like to ask Ms. Perez to talk about what inspired her and her team for this stellar ad campaign.
Number 83. What kind of business does the speaker work for? Number 84. What is the speaker announcing? Number 85. What does the speaker say about Luisa Perez's project? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Thanks for coming today, everyone. We'll be going over some of the customer survey results for our new food mixer, the Jellic 500. As you all know, this mixer includes a lot of great new features, and our customers really love them. According to the survey, the most popular feature of the mixer is that some parts can be detached, making it easier to clean than our last model. But because of all the added features, the user's manual is currently about 20 pages long, so the editors will be working on that this week.
Number 86. What is the main topic of the meeting? Number 87. What feature of the product does the speaker mention? Number 88. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"The user's manual is currently about 20 pages long."
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Welcome to this meeting of Mill City Parks Alliance. As you know, we've been working to create a park in the town center, but unfortunately we're still short on funds. We've received donations from some community groups to assist in buying trees to plant in the park, but we still need additional funds for purchasing playground equipment and benches. I think we should contact some local businesses to see if they'd be willing to make a donation. So what I'd like us to do now is come up with a list of shop and restaurant owners who might be interested in helping with this project.
Number 89. What is the talk mainly about? Number 90. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 91. What are listeners asked to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming to the Williams Staffing Agency today. We specialize in the placement of employees in temporary and long-term positions in a variety of companies, from accounting to manufacturing. Today, you'll meet individually with our personal recruiters. They're industry specialists who can give you some guidance as they match your skills to the needs of the companies you'd be best suited for. As you can see, all the seats here in this waiting room are filled today, so this might take some time. While you wait, could you help us move things along by making a copy of your photo ID card? The copy machine is right over here.
Number 92. What type of business does the speaker work for? Number 93. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"This might take some time"?
Number 94. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following recorded message and order form.
Hello, this message is for Tim Falcon. I'm following up on the weekly order you just sent us because I was surprised by the number of coffee cups you requested. You usually don't want so many. I'll correct the number to match your usual order. Call me back if that's not okay. By the way, I'll be away on vacation next week. If anything comes up, you can call Igor. He'll be covering my accounts while I'm gone.
Number 95. Look at the graphic. Which quantity on the order form will be changed? Number 96. What is the speaker doing next week? Number 97. What does the speaker say about Igor? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement and graph.
I'd like to start off today's meeting by thanking you for taking our survey. Here at R&M Auto Factory, we're committed to employee satisfaction. We received a lot of suggestions for improving our factory's cafeteria, so let's take a look at those results now. As you can see, we'd all like a larger dining area, but we just can't afford an expansion right now. We can, however, address the second most popular suggestion, so we'll start working on that immediately. And as a token of our thanks, everyone who filled out the survey will receive a voucher for a free lunch.
Number 98. Where does the talk take place? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which suggestion will the company begin to work on? Number 100. What will employees receive for completing the survey? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.